So, guys, hello and welcome to the We Are The Girls in Claritin Blue FAWSL podcast. I've got a new co-host today due to Ali being ill with migraine right now. So thank you, Dan, for kindly agreeing to co-host today and welcome to the show.
Yeah, no problem. Always a pleasure, Ace.
And we're joined by quite a special guest, a manager in the women's game, Dean Perrott, who is manager of Harlow Town Ladies. Welcome, Dean, and thanks for joining us today.
No problem at all, Reece.
So, we're going to speak about three main topics today on the show. The FA's decision to expunge the FA Women's National League season and from step 3 to 7, how this will affect the women's game with the FA Women's Championship and FA Women's Super League set to continue. And does any one of us think there's any chances of this decision to be overturned? So we'll start with you, Dean. As somebody on the management side of women's football, what did you make of the FA's decision to expunge your season?
Obviously, I've got to be quite careful of what I say, but and obviously with what's going on in the world, there is more important issues. I need to just stress that first, Reece, to all of you. Football has taken a back step. I do get that. The decision, I believe, has been made very rash. It's an easy decision because I believe clubs will just need to take it on board of what the FA is saying. Although there is people out there looking to fight corners for clubs. You know, there's people off better off than what we are, you know, and I'm not saying for 1 minute we were going to win our league, but, you know, when you're top and you've not lost a game, these decisions do affect you. And they have affected, you know, certainly my players. They're quite devastated about it. The reasonings behind it, again, I think it's very rash decision, very easy decision for them to make, to just say null and void, where if you speak to clubs and there's actually a vote, you know, I would say probably a majority, and certainly in the women's leagues, they'd want to carry on and continue on. But at the moment, that's been taken out of our hands. But one of your other questions is, will it change? We can talk about that then.
Dan, what did you make of the decision in step 3 to 7? As somebody that covers heavily the top league, about this decision to expand the league.
I'm with Dean a little bit on this. I mean, I think I've said we've talked about this quite a lot recently, and I would have liked to just given it a few more weeks. And obviously, there was that 3 week kind of unofficial lockdown, if you like. I'd have liked us to have got to the end of that period, and then we know where we stand. Are we on the right track? Is there any sign that, you know, even kind of small gatherings, smaller sporting events would be able to recommence, you know, even if we say in another, you know, month to 6 weeks time. I would have liked to have seen them give it a little bit longer, maybe till the end of April, and then make a call at that point whether we're in a position where we can consider getting back on the pitch again, you know, whether that be playing with or without fans. In the case of Harlow in particular, they've had a fantastic season. And, you know, for that just to be gone so quickly, you know, before the end of the regular season, it does feel a bit rash.
Dean, on a manager's point of view, and this is a question that I find quite interesting, and I've actually wanted to ask a manager. With the current situation, the way it is, there is a question later where I've asked, could this get overturned? But now the decision to cancel the season has been made by the FA in your leagues. Are you on the eye of preparing for next season, or do you not have that mentality now because you don't know whether the FA will overturn it at a later date?
It's a very good question. At the moment, certainly my players, we all talk, and they've taken it. You know, they're devastated of what they've achieved this year. We're unbeaten. We haven't lost a game. Like I keep saying, you know, we've got no right to actually say we would have won it, but we're in a very good position. If it had gone to PPG, we still win this league. And, you know, I've spoken to some managers up and down the country at Barnsley, Peterborough, and Hartlepool, even up that far. They're in exactly the same position where they're pushing to get into higher leagues. You know, we had a plan as such 2 years ago to want to get into the National League. That's where we wanted to be. You know, we want to be at the same level as the Billericays, the Basildons, the Ipswich Towns, the Norwich, and put Harlow on the map. And, you know, we had a great chance of doing it this year, and the girls are very, very, you know, disappointed and devastated with the result of it. It's like it hasn't been thought out by the FA. It's just an easy option, as I said. But re-looking at next season, at the moment, the way the girls are on the chats, and, you know, they think they've had something taken away from them. So they're upbeat about, you know, putting it right next season and staying together. You know, we had plans of possibly bringing in different players next year, you know, people who are already in the National League. And so things like that could actually go, you know, and put on a back burner and things like that. But as a club of Harlow, you know, we've got sponsors and things like that. And, you know, have come in and helped us out this year. You know, I feel sorry for them. We've wrote a letter to the FA and asking them who, you know, if they want money back, who's paying that? Is it the FA then who pay that, or is it the club? So it's much more than just looking forward to next season and trying to get the girls focused. But your question is, are the girls focused? Then, yeah, I believe they are, and they'll want to stay together to right the wrong.
How's the club reacted to it, Dean?
The club, we haven't really spoke to them, mate, to be honest, yet, because of how everything is in the world. And again, I appreciate there is more important things going on. So we're on lockdown. We can't go and have meetings with the club. The club are aware of the decision. Obviously, you know, the club have really backed us this year, Harlow Town, and they've put us on a pedestal with the men's and the first team. That's all the way down from the chairman and the CEOs and things like that. So it's been really well run this year for us. And it's just a shame we couldn't finish what we've started, and or halfway through, even more than halfway through. You know, we've got 6-7 games left where we've beaten every club near enough in the league. So have it just taken away. You know, I understand. I'm not saying I don't understand why, but it's just seems an easy decision. Like, you know, like Daniel was saying, let's just wait and see. And does it matter that we start the next season a little bit later on? I don't see it is. But, you know, once this does pass, whenever it does pass, you know, our league could be finished within 3 to 5 weeks. You know, every ground that plays in our league in the Eastern region has floodlights. You know, you could play Wednesday, Sundays just to finish it early. You know, that's 3 to 5 weeks, it's finished. And then start, or it could be your pre-season and start the next season straight away. It's one of them things. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough to take.
Dan, as somebody that comes from the media side, me and Ali do as well, it's affected our preparation really from a media point of view as well, hasn't it? To cover leagues like the FA Women's National League going forward.
Yeah, I mean, well, nobody knows when it's going to start again, do we? That's the problem. Yeah, I think everybody's in a hole, but I think we've got to look at the bigger issue really. It goes beyond the media and when things start. Obviously, I think we're beginning to slip into a bit of a recession. So, you know, I don't know what impact that's going to have on clubs for next season. You know, it gets beyond, you know, it'd be lovely to know when we do start again. But I know I've just watched the latest government update this evening, and it doesn't look particularly good in the short term in terms of us getting back underway. I mean, it might be a point, you know, that in 3 months' time they might say, right, we can recommence social gatherings of, you know, maybe 50 people. You know, that might effectively be that clubs can manage to play behind closed doors with very limited staff for a couple of months before we can get bigger crowds together. You know, there's a whole, you know, this is changing week by week, I suppose. So from a media point of view, it's difficult to plan. But, you know, for the clubs as well, and, you know, for the Football Association, the leagues, you know, you just can't plan for the future. But, you know, all I can say is that it would have been nice to let this carry on at least till end of April. Quite what football's going to look like within the next 6 months is something very interesting, I think, because by the sounds of it, for the best part of 6 months, large social gatherings are probably going to be a bit of a no-no.
Dean, that leads me on quite nicely onto my next question. How do you think, as a manager, this will affect the women's game with the FA Women's Championship and the FA Women's Super League set to continue, as we understand of it right now?
Yeah, it's unusual because I've spoken to, as I say, I've spoken to a lot of people in the men's game and in the women's game to try and fathom and work out why it's only step 3 to 7 has been null and void. You know, you hear comments of no one else, you know, why shouldn't their league be the same? This should be from the top to bottom. And, you know, we kind of agree with that. Yes, there's more money, there's more sponsorship. Higher up you go. But if they're going to come back and finish off, then why can't every other league do the same? It's not going to, all it's going to do is just, you know, be a funnel on effect that the next season, the 2021, starts a little bit later. That is the only problem that I can see if it carries on. But they've made the decision, so it's still going to be starting later anyway if they want to try and finish the steps from 1 to 3. Why? They haven't really given us a reason, or certainly my league or FA haven't given us a reason. I've heard that there should have been a vote between clubs. Certainly we haven't been involved in a vote. So I don't know, to be honest with you, why it's still carrying on at a high level. If it's going to disrupt, I think it will disrupt a lot of teams, because there could be players who don't want to come back and play because of unfair money, certainly in clubs. Will people want money back for not completing the season? I don't know. It's going to, like Dan said, when we do eventually get a date to come back, who knows when that will be. Then I think a lot of things need to be sorted out before even a new season can start.
Dean, if the Women's Super League and the FA Women's Championship was to continue around June to August, will that frustrate you even more as a manager that the top leagues are able to continue and the trophies there are being able to be awarded, but in your league it wasn't, if that was to be the case come June?
Yeah, and I think that's why there's a lot of firms out there and a lot of companies trying to stick up for lower league sides at the moment by trying to push this and send letters to the FA to find out why, and have it explained to them in such reasons that why we have been stopped so quickly and abruptly and these leagues haven't. Because like you say, if these do then carry on into July, August to finish a season, then why couldn't we? Or why is everything not stopped and it's done on a PPG instead of to null and void a season? And then you know who's getting promoted. They've got a long time then to get things right. They've got a long time to focus on the leagues and put teams in the leagues and who are not in the leagues, you know. It is frustrating. It will be frustrating if that does happen because, you know, no disrespect to teams in our league, but you've got teams who are at the bottom of the league who haven't won a game. Conceded a lot of goals, would have got relegated and now not going to get relegated. You've got teams at the top who are battling out to go into the National League, which is where people and teams want to be, and then see how good they are and crack on and try and get in the next leagues and the Championship to see how far they can go up the grades. So yeah, it is very frustrating, very frustrating. You know, you've got a team in the National League, a couple of teams struggled all season. You know, and they're the teams we're looking to replace, but now it's been taken away from us. So, you know, if you're sitting, it's hard because I spoke to managers who are sitting mid-table, and they take the decision. It doesn't, although they've still got probably 5 or 6 games to play and want to play them and their players want to play them, it doesn't mean anything really to them because they're not going to go anywhere. And that's no disrespect to some of the managers at all in our league. You know, I've spoke to them and they're not going to be promoted, they're not going to be relegated. They feel for us because we've got a very good chance of being promoted. And there's teams who would have been relegated who have got away with it. So it's benefited some, and it's unjust for a few.
Dan, that gap Dean's just mentioned in his league between teams, do you think this suspension will only make that bigger?
It's difficult to say, I suppose, because you just don't know each individual club circumstances, really. Until we're on the other side of this, I think it's going to be difficult to judge, you know, where we are, what the future holds for each club. I mean, from Dean's point of view, it'll be interesting now with the players, you know, where they go next season, what kind of funding they have. You know, obviously there's going to be a lot of businesses struggling for money, I would have thought, back end of this year. So it's kind of which clubs can afford to go out there with sponsorship and, you know, sort of stuff like that. So it's difficult to see where each individual club is going to fall. But I mean, all I would say is maybe, you know, given the social distancing, it's, you know, it's a word which we hear every single time we turn the television on. Every time we go out for a walk, we see social distancing at the minute. You know, I actually think that the lower levels of the women's game might have been better equipped to continue than the higher levels. Obviously, you know, the Women's Super League, for example, where you're getting four-figure crowds in some cases, is that actually going to be allowed to happen? You know, if they do say, right, we're going to start the season again, you know, in June, whereas, you know, further down the pyramid where the crowds are a little bit smaller, you know, maybe there's less of a limitation on, you know, if the competition could have continued, you know, a little bit further down the line. But yeah, in terms of gaps between clubs, I think it's difficult to talk about at the minute. Obviously, during the season which has been played out so far, there has been clear gaps, and you look at obviously some of the score lines which I think Harlow Town have recorded, there's been some pretty big winning margins there. So yeah, it's frustrating from their point of view, but quite what the league looks like and what the women's game looks like come, you know, maybe July, August time, who knows.
Dean, just a footballing question. I know you played Billericay in the Essex Cup. How did you find taking on the higher clubs throughout the season?
Yeah, we had a good FA Cup run. We pulled Billericay out in one of the rounds in that, and you know, we give them a really good game. They're a very good side. Kim's got a very good side down there. We've been together years. We've got to know them. We, you know, the players, some of my players who have dropped from the National League to do Harlow to get us promoted, you know, used to be at Billericay. They know their players. They're very good. Technically good, but we gave them a very good game in the FA Cup, eventually losing 2-1. And then we played them again a couple of weeks later in the Essex Cup and lost 3-1. But both games were good. You know, they're a good side, and you know, it's where we want to strive and get to. Looking at teams who are in that league, you know, we played Kent in pre-season. We beat Kent. Would we cope in the National League? I believe we would. And as I say, it's going to be frustrating because if we won our league, that's where we'd be and that's where the girls wanted to be. So it's just like Dan was saying, can you retain every player you've got to give you another season? Or will clubs in a higher league come and look at them and want to take them to the National League? And, you know, it will be frustrating. It'll be a frustrating 3 or 4 months.
Dan, before I move on to my next question, do you have any questions for Dean?
Yeah, I mean, the only one I've got, I suppose, Dean, is, I mean, it's difficult to forecast at the minute, but how do you see, you know, kind of the financial constraints on the club next season, you know, taking into account the fact that, you know, do you think it'll be difficult to attract sponsorship next year? You know, in terms of, I mean, I don't know where you stand with paying players, but is it going to make a difference potentially maybe on the squad size next year? Kind of what's your thoughts on what the future might hold for the club?
The thing is, there'll always be a club. You know, we're affiliated to Harlow Town, which is done for us, great facilities, great stadium, and, you know, lovely pitch. we are very lucky. We don't play any player at Harlow yet, certainly not at this level. We have been lucky with sponsorship, which has brought the fees down for players to for me to go out and sign, which has been a godsend. And that is thanks to our sponsors, Caught on Camera and SES. They've been excellent. Like you said, and you hit the nail on the head, really, because of what we're going through as a country, a lot of businesses will struggle. Will then businesses be able to fund what they have funded for us this year, for the kits and kit sponsorship, etc., and bringing the amount of subscriptions down so I can have a bigger squad? Who knows? It's, you know, I can't answer that really yet. Obviously, we'll go back to the companies we've had, see how it's hit them, and hopefully, you know, they'll back us again. If they can't, we will need to go out and try and source again. But you know, we'll have to work with the actual Harlow Town on that as well, not just the ladies section, and see where they're going as well.
Okay, and that moves me on nicely to my next question. It's one that could cause a lot of debate. Dan, we'll start with you with this one. Do you think there's any chance of this decision to be overturned? And do you think with this question, it does rely on if the Women's Super League and the Championship is to continue?
No, I don't think it will be overturned personally. I think it's very hard to get an appeal overturned by the Football Association once a decision's been made. I think that whether that be a blanket decision like what we've got here for certain levels of the game, or whether it be sometimes, you know, if a player's sent off, or you know, that you dispute an incident, I think it usually seems more times than enough that it's rejected. Yeah, I think it will be very difficult. I think in the current climate, I think it's I think the FA is going to get a lot of criticism from all levels of the game about decisions. But I think it's going to be very tough to be able to overturn a decision. I think there's more clubs who are going to suffer the same kind of issues going forward. I think, well, I know that the FA meet in the Premier League and the Football League on Friday. Quite what happens there, I don't know. Whether that then has a knock-on effect with the Women's Super League and the Championship, and then kind of following whatever decision comes out from that, you know, we'll see. But yeah, it's not a great time. It's, you know, football feels like it's really in a difficult position at the minute. But I think decisions will be made. But in my opinion, I just don't see them being overturned.
Dean, do you see any chance of this decision by the FA being overturned?
No, I don't want to agree with Daniel, but I'm going to have to. I can't personally see the FA backing down. I've had dealings with them as a player, like you say, about sending off and things like that. At least you can try and appeal. But something as wide and as big as this announcement, although it was a bit of a shock, and it's devastated a lot of teams across the board of men's, women's, youth football, to just null and void a season and forget about promotions and relegations. It's a massive decision. They've made the decision. I can't see them reversing it. There is petitions out there. There's certainly the women's game. There's a couple of legal firms jumping up and down and trying to help you and things like that. But have people really got the money to do it? Have people got the time and patience to do it? No, probably not. I wish they would look at it and certainly maybe let each league deal with it. But again, goes back to saying, why is 1 and 3 carrying on, 3 and 7 not carrying on? And in my eyes, and speaking to managers, as we all say, it's done a lot of teams a lot of favours. And it's done some teams some very unjust. But no, I don't think they'll change their mind.
Okay, then my final question for both of you on this interview, and we'll start with Dan again. Do you think this setback could lead for a better season next year?
That's a tough question, isn't it? I suppose my first question is how many clubs are going to come through to take part in the season next year? There could be gaps all over the pyramid, depending on what happens in the next 3 or 4 months. You know, if some clubs go up the wall and they don't decide to continue for whatever reason, then, you know, there could be gaps throughout that pyramid for me. I just don't know what money there's going to be in the game next year. From top to bottom, players will want to continue without a doubt. I'd imagine clubs will want to continue, but it's just what money's out there, you know, what people can afford. I think football's going to go through a turbulent couple of years off the back of this, and I think that's right throughout men's and women's football. I don't think it's going to be the same game what it is this year for the next couple of seasons until things kind of stabilise themselves again. So, yeah, probably in answer to your question, will it be a better competition yet next year? I think it's too early to tell, but I think it's going to be difficult. And, you know, the same clubs in each league, whether they're still going to be there next year, I hope so, but, you know, you just don't know what's around the corner.
Dean, do you think this setback could lead to a better season next year in the women's game?
Better season? No, I don't personally, because I think people are still going to, unless teams, you know, like Dan just said, teams could fold, teams could part ways, there's going to be holes, there's gaps. One thing I've learned in the last few days from our league, which I didn't know, is that if you want to be promoted from League One, South or North, you can put into the league a proposition to get promoted. And that is depending on if a team from our league thinks they're going to financially struggle or have struggled this season, want to then go and play in League One. Now, in my eyes, I can't see any team wanting to do that. I didn't know they could actually do that. But you know, we can't do it. We can't say we want to go into the National League because it's the right, but you need to be promoted. So I'm sure teams in the National League are not going to say, well, I want to go back down and play Eastern Region Prem or lower league. They're not going to want to. So I didn't really know that was an option for some clubs. It may sort it out. It may make the divisions harder. But when you're looking at one spot to get promoted and you've gone all season unbeaten, it is just quite hard to take, Reece, to be honest with you. But it is unfortunate we're going through what we're going through. So will it make a better season? I don't know. I just hope it's the same and we can crack on again and you know, start afresh as soon as we can.
Has this decision made you hungrier to get promotion next year, Dean?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I want to be a manager in the National League. My players want to play in the National League. We want to see how far we can go and get up. You know, Harlow have only been going for the last 7 or 8 years as a women's football club, and they had a lot of promotions on the bounce. And then it stabilised itself. We've had a year then in the Eastern Region and in the Premier League of that. And now we're in the second year. It's going to plan. And the plan was obviously to get promoted this year. You know, and be in that National League. So, yeah, for me, it is, yeah, and the way the girls are, they're hungry, I'm hungry, and, you know, once we can get back out on the field and start playing, you know, if it's a null and void season, then we go again next year. Hopefully we keep the same squad and they get what they deserve.
And my final question and to you, Dean, has this affected any potential signings over the summer?
Yeah, probably has. I won't give any names away, but yeah, we were looking at 2 or 3 players, and you know, it would be a shame now, but it would have added great strength to us going up. If they stay now and give us a year in this league, then hopefully then we can you know, do exactly what we've been doing this year and get out of it next year.
Okay then. Thanks, Dean, for joining us today.
No worries at all.
and good luck next season. And let's hope you get that promotion you and the club deserve.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
And thanks, Dan, for joining me.
Yep, no problem. Cheers, Reese. Speak again.
And thanks to everyone for listening. So, guys, we'll see you in our next podcast. Thank you.